Now, I am actually very excited about this next topic that we're going to discuss because, as I said to my next guest off air, that any experience I would have had in the past would be sort of blinkered. And we'll discuss that a little bit more a little later on. But to talk to me about the East Cork Traveller Project, which is based in Comandina here in Youghal, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by TJ Hogan. TJ, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me, Dara. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Listen, I'm absolutely delighted that you're here. And just to get this out of the way, I suppose there was an air of ignorance with me, really, because any experience I would have ever had with the travelling community wouldn't have been the greatest experiences in life. But as you were saying to me, and rightly so, that's just a minority that are probably putting out a bad image for the greater majority.
Yeah, and we find that across not just within East Cork, but across the country as well, you know. And look, at the end of the day, that's what comes across. And it's just coming down to like more education. And this morning we had a very progressive group. We had a group of 25 people from across services of East Cork doing TCAT training, which is Traveller Culture Awareness Training. And it kind of challenges those views in a sense as well. And we had very positive feedback and people turned around and said, oh, I didn't know it's X, Y or Z. And very positive. And it's just about getting ourselves out there now as a traveller project, that we're here to support the community and that we're here to support and challenge them views as well, in a sense, you know. So that's why we're here, and we're hoping to crack on out the work.
Now, I'll talk about the Traveller Project in a moment, but for a few minutes, I want to talk about yourself. And you mentioned to me, TJ, before we came on air, that you're doing a master's. Or you've gotten your master's?
No, I'm doing it at the moment. I'm currently on break. I'm trying to save up a few bob. I'm recently a dad to my second child.
Congratulations.
So myself and my wife, it's financially unable to go back to college. So I took a break out, but yeah, I'm doing master's in social policy at the moment. That break was 3 years ago, but I get it finished eventually. I have a Youth Community Honours degree and a Community Development Honours degree. And very, very... education is the way forward, Dara.
Absolutely.
And it's not just education, formal education, or within schools or colleges, but I think there's a great need now for peer education among from others within the community, and traditions as well, I think, is very, very important for people. I think Irish culture has been lost in a sense, and it's very good, particularly around the age. Mental health, particularly for travellers, there's a huge contributing factor of the culture that's been lost within travellers. Travellers have not just the highest rate in Ireland at the moment, which is 7.5 higher than the national average in Ireland. We have the highest rate now in Europe in relation to mental health and suicide. And that's due to the lack of education as well.
You know, that's a scary statistic, and I hate using statistics. Over the last few months, we've been talking a lot about mental health on this program and on other programs as well, and the difficulty in trying to access mental health services as well. I had Graham McCormack, the ex-MMA fighter, was on with me some time ago, and he started self-harming at the age of 7. And his message bore true for every person of society, regardless of your background, regardless of your culture. Everybody says, go and talk to somebody. Yeah. That's fine, but who's there to listen?
Well, we're there, Dara, as one of the supports, but there's other supports as well across East Cork, the Samaritans, Pieta House, Shine a Light in the City as well, and linking with these services. And like my message would be to anybody, make sure you speak out, because times are very hard in Ireland. A lot of people are not feeling the recovery as much as the government are pretending that it's happening, and that goes for any minority or anybody in society. Jobs are very scarce to come by. I'm very lucky to be in one. And we just need to say, look, it's an Irish thing. Oh, sure, I'd be grand. You won't be grand. Don't be afraid to talk, whether it's a cup of tea or just go for a walk, or just be proactive in your own mental health.
You're absolutely right, TJ. You know, it is an Irish thing, you know. Sure, I'm grand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make a big deal of it, but last Friday was my third anniversary when I was diagnosed with MS. And people would come up and say, God, you're looking great. Yeah. You must be delighted with yourself. And I'd be like, you know, well, I'd rather my health back than, you know, carrying what I have. But when it comes to the mental health, like a lot of these other neurological illnesses, they're invisible.
Yeah.
So when if I were to meet you on a given day and you're looking at me and I can see the smile in your eyes and, sure, he's grand.
Yeah, yeah.
But you might be breaking up inside.
Yeah, and people doesn't know what's going on in people's minds. So I think, like, just be kind and be generous and just say hi. And I think that, like, for anybody that's going through a tough time, just reach out. And, like, a lending ear, a lot of people say, oh, sure, look, what do I do there? Just listen to a fellow rant. Trust me, that would have gone a long, long way, you know. We're actually having an event, Dara, on the 18th of December, this coming Wednesday, in Milton Church in the Holy Rosary. I think it's on St. Mary's Road there.
I know it well, yeah.
And it's to remember those that has passed through suicide. There's going to be a service there through Father Ryan, and we're very grateful for that. And it's going to highlight the suicide rates.
A good native of Cove, yeah. Like
yeah.
Myself.
Yeah, we're going to highlight the suicide rates there, but also the suicide rates within the travelling community, and that this is a community issue, and we need to really act on it as a community, and together is the main word that we need to use.
You see, I see a bigger issue here the more that I'm thinking of this now, and I'm putting aside, and I'll be honest, I'm putting aside my own ignorance, right, and my own indifference. For a long time in this country, the gay community were fighting for equality and to be recognised for who we are. And I'm a member of that community. And we fought hard to get the marriage referendum passed, and there's still a lot of homophobia out there as well. This is what the travelling community now are embarking on, I suppose, it's been slow to start, but it's getting there, of educating people that, you know what, we're no different to you or to the other person. We're all the same people.
Exactly.
And we might have a different tradition. We might have a slightly different culture, but we're all Irish at the same time. We're all human.
Regardless of a background, I think every individual sees the world in a different way. And I think that the LGBTQ+I community needs to be very, very proud of how they went around the Yes campaign. They're very proactive. They got their very, very well highlighted the issue, and it just took off. And that came down to consistency. That came down to coming together as a collective. But also the main message that came out there was that I am who I am. I can't change it. I'm just a human being. And that broke down a lot of the debates and left, right and centre and whatever way you stand on it, you know. And like at the end of the day, regardless of colour, regardless of gender, regardless of culture, we're all pink and inside. And we all have bones, and we're all made up of water. 90% of us is water.
Well, some of us have blood as well, you know. I've seen a lot of that recently.
Yeah, but like, you know, so like people have to just kind of strip back all the politics, and you kind of have to look and see people as, and take people at face value, and treat someone as a human being, and everything else then is just, look, it's their own opinion, you know, and that's where we should be looking at society, because that's where, like, difference is great. I think the more people are different, No one's born the same, no one looks the same, even though I'd like to think that I look like Brad Pitt, but that's not the case, you know.
Well, God help anybody to look like me, that's all I can say. I take your point. Talk to me about the East Cork Traveller Project, because it's something that I wasn't aware of,
yeah.
But it's something I want to know about.
We're based in Cumlaideena. We have the office space there, but we cover all of East Cork. So we start from Glanmire right as far as Yall. And we provide support to the travelling community through education, through health, and through awareness, raising awareness, and accommodation as well. Accommodation is a big issue among the travelling community. And we're just there to support the travellers, make sure travellers are being seen and not being left out. And that, look, that everyone has their bad days. And look, we're there for the travelling community if they need any other additional supports.
Is there a big community in East Cork?
There is. There's a huge community in East Cork. We haven't got to everyone yet, Dara. We're only new. We're about 6 months old. That's all we are. So we're getting out and we're getting our names out there. And just thanks for this avenue to get another message out there that, look, we are open. If anyone wants to contact me, pop into Cumlaideena. Or we have a Facebook page as well, East Cork Traveller Project. You can catch me on that as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, you have a heritage group as well.
Yeah.
Which is, as you said, is important. I suppose we're living in a country where at times our own culture is under threat.
Yeah.
And it's something that we're possibly losing. We need to hold on to it. And, you know, we're all Irish at the end of the day.
Culture is very important to people, but we also have to be open to change and diversity. And we also have to say, look, change and change is welcome, but we also have to keep on to our own morals and what makes us Irish. We're not stereotypical Americans that think we're drunk all the time, you know. That's not part of the culture, you know. So we need to really, what is Irish culture, you know? Irish culture is particularly Cork people. Cork people are the most heartwarming, welcoming people across the country, and we've been known for that. Our fans are the best fans in the world, you know. That's who we are, that's what we're about, you know. And that's, there's a lot of minorities make up Irish people, and that's what we're about. We're about representing our country to the best we can. We do it very, very well on a national stage and a local stage. And some people need just a bit more support than others, because the system has not been fair to them, you know.
No, absolutely, and I totally agree. But I want to continue the conversation about the East Cork project, but also about your own background, TJ, because you were saying to me you're originally from Farnree in Cork.
I'm a Northside man. I am, yeah.
You're a Northsider. So would you have been voting in the election last weekend, Cork North Central?
I did. Unfortunately, my candidates that I voted for didn't get a look in, but sure, look, there's always next time. Yeah. I actually ran myself in the local elections last May.
Did you?
As an independent candidate, I did, yeah.
How would you get on?
Not too shabby now, I must say. The whole process was a learning experience. But the most overpowering thing was the welcome that I got in the door. Every single door was very welcoming. Everyone knew my background, and just for the support that I got out of the community was fantastic.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. You also mentioned to me before we came on air earlier about your sister.
That's right, yes.
Has graduated as well.
She graduated last week from her business degree in CIT, yeah. So, Breda Hogan, yeah, she's done very, very good work there now.
You see, that's all great news. Mm-hmm. And I think that's positive news. That's why I wanted you to stay here with me, because, you know, we need to get rid of the ignorance. Mm. We need to get rid of the indifference. We need to re-educate people. I suppose on both sides as well.
Yeah.
But we need to put out a positive image of what the traveller community can actually provide to our own society and culture. We're, as I always say, we're all the same. We're all human beings. We're all Irish.
All Irish.
And as you said before the break, you know, the Irish fans are the best fans in the world, the way we
100%.
Go. And yeah. What's your vision going forward with the East Cork Traveller Project? Where do you want to see this going?
I want to see the East Cork Traveller Project be a safe haven for travellers if they need the support. I would like us to be in a position where we can offer the very good resources to travellers in relation to opportunities within education, employment, to see stuff. I think it's very important to advocate on behalf of travellers as well. There's a lot of stuff happening nationally with policy at the moment, and just to make travellers visible within East Cork, because at the moment they just seem like they're being forgotten a small bit, you know.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because I suppose it's the ignorance of a lot of people, and I'll call it out as it is, and I was one of those where we'd kind of hope that we never saw them,
yeah.
Or they'd be kept, you know, put them inside in a field there and put a barricade across, and they're grand.
Yeah.
They're not grand. Now, you mentioned to me that you're married, you have two children. Two beautiful children. So
I can say I haven't slept in 2 years, but anyway.
And what ages are they?
I have a 15-month-old and my 15-year-old girl, Emily, and my small fella is 4 months Sarda.
Wow.
Irish twins, yeah.
Wow. So they're near twins, actually, yeah. And they'll be excited in the run-up to Christmas.
Oh, Santi's after costing a few bob now, yeah. And we're all ready. The tree is up. We had a very good time with the Late Late Toy Show last week.
Wasn't it a great show?
It was fantastic. It was great to see. And the small one was sitting there in her little pyjamas, and she had her selection box. She was happy out.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those shows that there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No. I was even went into the corner to wipe the tear in front of the missus as well at one stage.
My goodness me. You can't be crying in front of the missus. Talk to me about growing up as a traveller. I mean, would you have been in a caravan or in a settled house?
I grew up in Farnree. I grew up in Limehady Road. Before that, we were in Churchfield. My mother would have traditionally grown up in a caravan, and she was back and forth. The family traditionally settled maybe in the early 90s. A lot of my family still live in caravans. I lived in caravan myself for 2.5 years before I got married with my wife, which is now my wife. And you know, it's that's just the way it was, you know. Housing is at the moment is a huge issue within the travelling community. You know, there's lack of delivery from local authorities. There's a big, huge underspend from local authorities, and there's a lot of issues there. The conditions within accommodation at the moment is very, very poor.
Yeah, I can well imagine. And look, everybody echoes that there is a lack of accommodation for everybody across the board. I know of people that are on a housing list for 15, 16 years. I mean, where's the dignity in that? There's no dignity in that.
But like, just in relation to the travelling community, travellers make up 20% of the national figures of homelessness for a community that only has 40,000 members in it. So, like, there's a huge lot of members of the travelling community homeless. And there's a lot of other than travellers that are not recognised in the homeless figures are either living in hotels long-term, like other people across the country. There's also, they're living in very, very poor conditions within caravans. We have mould. Health and safety is a huge issue among caravans. Just actually travellers tonight going to sleep where they don't know whether the caravan is going to be burnt to the ground due to faulty electrician and all that. So there's huge issues among accommodation. I think that it's an issue across the board, and I think that that's an issue that could bring us together as Cork people, as Irish people, because this government has not been acting in the way it should be in relation to policies and accommodation.
I don't think this government has been acting in anything, to be quite honest, but let's not go down that route. But sticking with politics, look, we had the presidential election and everybody knows Peter Casey. Now, was he speaking for the silent people? We don't know. But he certainly, my own feeling was he tried to, whether he knowingly or unknowingly attacked the travelling community up around Thurles in Tipperary. I just felt that the reaction toward him wasn't as positive as what it should have been, in the sense, he's a racist for saying that. But why is he saying it? And let's address those issues and let's educate people.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think I won't give the man any credit. I think that he stumbled across the traveller card, is what he would like to call it. He used it as a political gain. I think that he's not smart enough to actually come up with a platform to use that kind of... But the thing is that we are seeing more and more candidates coming forward using racial slurs, whether it's towards minority, whether it's through members of the black community, or ourselves, members of the travelling community, and it's not fair, to be honest with you. Our political system should show a very diverse group of people. It should show what Irish society looks like, and unfortunately Dáil Éireann doesn't actually represent that at the moment. We have members of colour in our country, we have members of different nationalities, different cultures and different races. Having just a gender balance is not enough. We need to go a step further.
Can I ask you something really, really personal, TJ? And I mean, if you're not comfortable with answering this, it's fine, but growing up in Farnery, growing up in Ireland as a traveller, obviously, you would have heard the different names.
Yeah.
The knacker, the pike and all that. And I'm not using that. I'm not using those terms in a nasty way. I'm just, for example, when you heard names like that, how did it make you feel?
Very angry. Very angry. And to be honest with you, I have to give credit where it's due. I'd never had any issues with my community in terms of living in Farnery. My mother has been living in Farnery, my mother and father in our family home since 2000. Before that, as I said, we were in Churchfield. Never issues, never once was a girl came to our door. Like, never issues like that. I had barriers in education towards kind of nasty comments. There was a small bit of bullying going on in primary and secondary school. And there was... and also from teachers as well, that I wasn't going to be anything. One teacher went as far as saying, I'm not going to say whether it was primary or secondary, but one person went to say that I was going to amount to nothing because of who I was, and that I could go around and collect the scrap paper off a chipper was probably the best I was going to do. But the thing was that I did act out in school. I know that, but a lot of reasons only kind of came clear to me when I left school. I was diagnosed with severe dyslexia and severe dyspraxia as well in the early 2014, and that was only through CIT that I did that, and that kind of came about, and it was a lecturer that picked that up. So I went through all my schooling systems, the school system, and this was never being picked up. And all along, I just thought I was stupid and I was worth nothing, you know. So, but in terms of my experience growing up, I had a very, very happy, childhood. I did face racism, access in pubs, restaurants, the usual. But I had a very, very happy childhood in Fenry. Yeah.
Can I let you into a little secret, something that resonated with me when you were told you'd never amount to anything? That was said to me when I was 19, when I left studying to be a priest. And I had to get away from it, and it was said to me by a family member, you'll never amount to anything, you might as well go sweep the streets because that's all you'll ever amount to. So I'm sharing that with you, TJ, to let you know that that sort of attitude wasn't just towards somebody from the travelling community. It was from everyday life. And I'm going to say to whoever that person was, sorry, dude, but you got it wrong. In actual fact, you probably did TJ a favour.
Huge favour.
Because now look at him now. He's got his degree. He's taken a break out for obvious reasons. I mean, he has a wife and two small children. But he's going to go back. He's going to do his master's. He's achieving more than a lot of people who, you know, had ambition and they didn't. And they sat back on their haunches. I say well done to you.
But it's not even it's not even about me. It's about being a representative for the community.
Yeah.
there's not enough role models coming through. And that we need to stand up as a community. And as you said earlier in the show, it needs to be on both sides. I think that the settled community have a lot to answer for, but travellers do as well. And I think that we need to come together and work towards these issues. These are society issues. These are not issues that are one person is to blame. And I think that's what the problem is. They're trying to blame it on one person or a social group or whatever. It's not the case. It's society's issues. And we should look at the bigger picture. And like my only goals in life is to make sure that my kids have the opportunities that I didn't, you know, and that's basically it. But also in relation to Cumla Dhiná and in relation to East Cork Travellers, my work would be aimed at that as well, to make sure travellers have the support that I didn't have. And East Cork Travellers will always be there to support any traveller that are in need.
So how often do you meet in Cumla Dhiná?
Well, I'm supposed to be there 4 days a week, but I'm never there. We're always on outreach. We're always on outreach, right. Linking okay. with families. It's actually the most rewarding work when you're on the ground meeting families, whether it's for a coffee or calling to our homes. We have a drop-in in Milton. It's not going to be until after Christmas again, but it'll be every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. midday in Milton FRC. And come along, have a chat with us. If you need any supports, come along. And look, if you're by the office, swing by, and I'll be there shortly. I'm not too far away.
You're not too far away.
I'm not too far away.
So all of this is you obviously have a great project going on in Cumla Dhiná, and it's great that that facility is there. If people want to get in touch.
Yeah, well, you can contact the office, which is 024-91900, or you can ring me on my mobile, which is 085-285-3446, or you can contact us on the Facebook, as I said, which is East Cork Traveller Project. We had a nice little logo recently done up. It's a picture of a horse with a wagon wheel. It's gold colour, and it says ECT on it. So follow us on Facebook, drop us a text message. If there's any concerns, anything you need us, just let us know. That's what we're there for. And I think that the more we can create visibility and the more that we can stand together, the more we're going to be successful as a project, but the more the community is going to come forward.
Absolutely fantastic. TJ, before I let you go, how are you going to spend Christmas?
Probably roaring back and forth, putting ties together with small little screwdrivers. But
good luck with that. I had to do that once.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to put together now for the kids. There's dollhouses, there's buggies and stuff like that. That's for the small one.
Can I offer one word of advice on that? If you're putting something together, make sure that there are no spare parts left over. And particularly if there's stickers to be put on, make sure that they're not still inside in the box or they'll be held to pay.
Yeah, no, but I'd be spending Christmas with my family. This is going to be a very hard Christmas for me. I lost my grandmother in February and I lost my grandfather in September.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I know my mother's listening today, but this is going to be very hard, yeah.
Well, I can understand that and I can hear it in your voice. I lost an uncle this year. I think for every person, Christmas should be a happy time, but unfortunately it's a very, very sad time.
But you know what? I'm representing him through my work because he was an East Cork man. he was actually from Milton himself originally. The Swiss family are from.
He was a magpie.
He was. And they settled in Milton in the 1940s, his family, his father. And so we're working with the families and providing support there. And do you know what? He's in a better place now because he suffered towards the end.
Well, TJ Hogan, I want to thank you for coming in and thank you for educating me. And anything that we can do here and that I can do personally to further the cause and help in any way, we certainly will. I know your mother is tuned in. She's listening. To your mother, our deepest sympathies. You know, losing one grandparent or any loved one is a lot. Losing two in the 1 year is a double whammy. Mm. I know Christmas, look, they're in a better place. And I can honestly say this, your grandfather and your grandmother are very proud of the work that you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, be proud, be humble as well, but be content and well done. And to you and to all your family and to all the travelling community out there, may you have a very happy, a peaceful and a blessed Christmas. And we hope for an even better new year.
Many returns. And can I just say, a couple of days is coming up tomorrow. Look, it's probably late notice, but we're having story time for the kids in Milton Library from 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock. Santi will be an appearance. We're going to have a public reading of Paddy the Traveller Boy and Maggie May's Day. There's going to be goodie bags there for the kids if they want to come along. They're more than welcome. There's going to be teas and coffees. Coffee is very important this time of year for the adults.
I have one in front of me.
Also, the Mass on the 18th in Milton Church again, 12 noon on the 18th of December. Please come along and show your support. And
That's 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And there's going to be services there on the day. There's going to be leaflets, flyers, and the reason for the event is that we want to make sure that everyone has a safe and happy Christmas, and that you're not alone. And listen, thanks very much for having me, and many happy returns.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you in the very near future.